Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. So this is a very special kind of audio. It was commissioned and paid for by one of my very special VIP boys. He's such a good boy. But he wanted me to give fantasies that I've closed my eyes to and thought about my own father, my own incest fantasies. And if you've listened to my public audio that's titled Why My Content Turns Me On, you hear about the beginnings of my age play journey. I wasn't touched or molested or abused by my biological father. It was really quite the opposite. He was such a good father to me, and I was definitely daddy's girl. I was firstborn and just a good girl my whole life. Well, as far as he knew, I was a good girl. So now, as an adult woman, I started fantasizing about my father touching and using me as a little girl, and it would turn me on tremendously. And it worked out to be some sort of sick and twisted way to feel close to my father and express my love for him. And like reminiscing the days when I was younger, innocent, vulnerable, just desperate to love and please him. And the interesting part, just a little side note, you guys can thank one of my exes who had discovered that I had this, you know, incest fantasy about my father. And, you know, I told him about it and we used to play together and, you know, he'd touch me and pretend like he was my father and he was touching my little preteen pussy or whatever. And it's funny because I didn't think that I was doing anything like totally wrong or like taboo. I just thought, okay, well, it's just my boyfriend and we're making shit up in our heads. And he one day was like, I have to admit something to you. You know how we fantasize about your dad touching you as a little girl? And I was like, yeah. And he said, well, I have to admit to you that I often fantasize about, you know, fantasies. Like, I don't want to do it in real life. I just like fantasizing about, you know, abusing a little girl with a woman, with an accomplice. And I was like, oh wow, like it kind of shook me a little bit, and then realized we talked and he was like, yeah, I don't want to do it in real life. I just kind of want you to stroke my cock and talk about it with me. And, you know, that was that. That was where really Miss Beatrix was born, because it turned me on too. So anyways, back to my incest fantasies. One of the first fantasies I had was thinking about myself from like around age 6, anywhere from 6 years old to preteen years. elementary school age, untouched, innocent. And I fantasize about just the thought of him coming into my room at night while I was sleeping, quietly finding my used panties and sniffing them, smelling my little child pussy aroma. And it turns me on so much to think about how fathers are living around their young daughters, unable to deny that their cock reacts to their underage daughters, and that if given the chance and the promise that they wouldn't get in trouble, they would touch and fuck their daughter. And not being able to fully deny their little elementary school daughter turns them on, that they find their own flesh and blood sexy. Ugh. That shit turns me on so much. So I would just touch myself thinking about, you know, my young self being asleep, unaware that my dad was right beside me in my room in the dark, sniffing my panties, smelling my little child pussy, and just like jerking off without me even knowing. Just the thought of him jerking off in my room, being turned on by my little body. I've came so many times to that thought. Just him overcome with so much desire for his little girl. And he didn't want to touch, you know, or cause any trouble. So he just thought he could go in there at night, sneak in there, smell my panties and just jerk off. And then I've also like put little things in there about, you know, him just jerking off and then it going on my face, waking me up. And him just, you know, telling me to be quiet and it's okay, it's okay. Or even just lightly pulling the covers back, revealing my little body, like my little 8-year-old body in my pajamas, and just jerking off, looking at me, wanting to undress me and put his daddy dick inside of me. So that's one of the lighter ones. Then I started really thinking about the year I started masturbating, and I was like 11, 12 years old. And I would go into the woods because the house was full, so I thought it was safest to go out in the woods where no one could find me. And I would just like rub myself over my panties with the back of a hairbrush. I don't know why I didn't use my hand, but so I thought about, you know, doing that at that age and then my dad finding me. Well, before then, just watching me, watching his own daughter give herself orgasms, jerking off, watching me. And then maybe one day he comes over without saying a word and he just reaches down into my panties, rubs that bald little pussy, his pussy, the one that he made, and gives me an orgasm himself. And then just walking away. Or even he gives me an orgasm. He gives his daughter an orgasm. There's no words exchanged. And then once I'm done, he puts his fingers into his mouth to taste my pussy that's just had an orgasm. And then he kind of holds on to the tree, takes out his dick, and then tells me to just sit there. Like, because, you know, when I would masturbate, I was sitting on the ground. He would tell me to, like, get on my knees And then he would just start fucking my mouth, just ramming his dick into my mouth, having me choke and slobber on it, not really understanding what the fuck I'm doing, but using my mouth to practically masturbate with, until he comes into completion, giving his own daughter his cum, and then walking away without saying a word. And knowing that I wouldn't be able to really tell mommy about it because I was in the woods doing something naughty. That's how I got there. So why would I tell on him? And then I think about this a lot. Oh my gosh. So let me set this story. I was probably in about eighth grade, so 13, and I was up really, really late talking to a boy on the phone, and my dad must have been like eavesdropping for a while at the door, because what happened, and this is real life, he walked in, you know, with that disappointed, angry dad look, hung up the phone, took it away. And what he did next was so interesting. Like, it has haunted me in the best way. But what he did is he pulled my covers down and he slapped my inner thigh. Like, not low, like right in the middle of the thigh. And it was such a hard slap that it left a hand mark. And it was very much unlike him. Like, I had grown up as a little girl, like, getting spankings, you know? Like, I lived in a spanking house. But this one was different because it was my inner thigh. And he knew I was doing something naughty because the phone conversation was naughty. And yeah, he just slapped my thigh, walked out, didn't say a word. And so what I have done in my head is I have fantasized about this same experience, except after he slaps my thigh, he tells me that that little cunt between your legs is mine. That's daddy's cunt. And if you're going to act like a slut, you're going to be daddy's little slut first. And then telling me that those silly little teenage boys can't give me what I have right in my home, which is daddy's cock. And then he takes out his cock and starts throat raping me hard, taking what's his. And then he pulls down between my legs and violently rails into my little virgin pussy, claiming my little teen cunt is his, showing me what he can fucking do with his cock. That is one of my favorite fantasies. And even, it's also gotten to the level where he, you know, bends me over and takes my little asshole brutally and anally fucking me, and me crying, telling him it hurts, daddy. And then him just saying, well, stop being a fucking slut. This is what sluts deserve. So that, yum. Next fantasy I've definitely thought about, and this has a picture. And remember that ex that I had? Well, he gets involved with this one. He wanted to see some pictures of my dad and me together. So I immediately thought of this one that I had. I have it in my bedroom. And I like this picture so much that I had made it you know, into like a 5x7 canvas style. And it's my dad, and I'm probably about 1 year old. And he has my little bottom in the palm of his hand, and his other arm is wrapped around me, and he's holding me for the picture, standing up. And so the moment that my ex saw this picture, he was like, babe, look at where his hand is at. What is his hand touching? And I was like, well, it's touching my little bottom and my little pussy. And then he said, and then look at the other hand. And his hand is kind of like draping between my legs. So it's almost like he's touching my little mound, my diapers there. Because I'm like wearing like a t-shirt of some sort and a diaper. And, you know, just like that, he had mind fucked me to see that my dad was claiming my little body in that picture. And that night, he actually like made me come. And he told me to, and let me say that when I came with him, because we were talking out loud and talking dirty, I would come so hard. And like, I am very messy when I come. And so I came, and he said to put my hand between my sloppy cunt. And I did. And then he told me to wipe that picture with my cum. And I did. And yeah, so that's a really fucked up story about that picture. But anyways, so I often think about him and me at that age, 1 year old. And I think about him even before, like before I was 1 year old, because I think about him changing my diaper for the first time, him seeing my exposed, bald little infant pussy, and what must have been going through his mind when he saw that for the first time. Or to think about him changing my diaper and lingering just a little too long while he was wiping my little pussy clean, like with a baby wipe, really letting his fingers get inside of there, taking advantage, especially since I couldn't remember a thing, right? So if it's just him changing my diaper and molesting my little infant pussy, no one fucking knows. Him molesting my pussy, or even thinking about him rubbing his cock on my little baby pussy, just rubbing it in between those lips, not entering me. Maybe he thinks it's innocent in that moment. You know, just, I'm not fucking my daughter, I'm just rubbing my daddy dick on her little body, using her tiny little body because it feels so good. It's so wrong because this is my daughter. And I'm just rubbing my cock on her little pussy until I come all over her little body, splattering her belly and her chest. And of course, that puffy, soft little pussy. That I have definitely came to the image of him just sliding his cock right between my pussy, and then the image of that little baby soft pussy covered in my daddy's own sperm. splattered on there. And then, this is also a favorite. I mean, these are all my favorites, so I should stop saying that. I definitely have fantasized about being Daddy's secret slut over the years. Because we had, you know, a big family. People are always around. And him sneaking in touches where he could. Like maybe I came and sat on his lap. And he uses that to take his finger very delicately and secretively. Slides it up my little skirt. Goes around my panties and starts fingering my little child pussy while I'm in his lap. And then I maybe just like wiggle my little bottom, or he makes me wiggle my bottom. He just takes his hand and just, you know, barely moves my hips around so his own daughter can make his cock feel good. Or even pulling me into bathrooms in public, like at the mall or at Target or something, pulling me into the family bathroom and just fucking me hard, rough, quickly, just because he couldn't help it. He needed his little slut, his own daughter's little child pussy. And this was the moment it just had to be in public. And me walking around that store, leaking cum out of my little child pussy right into my panties. Or knowing that I'm walking around my own mother, my brothers and sister, and no one knowing that cum, Daddy's cum, is leaking out of my body. Or, of course, there's him sneaking in my room in the middle of the night while everyone else is sleeping, him putting his hand over my mouth and fucking me until he came, using my little body to please his cock. And then he just kisses me goodnight and leaves. Me with a stretched little hole, cum leaking out, but also probably feeling a little fulfilled, knowing that I'm making Daddy happy, knowing that Daddy's giving me attention, knowing that I'm Daddy's good little girl, Daddy's little slut. Or even those days when he would take us out to the woods to go hunting. And maybe that one time he just took me and we fucked all day. He would just, you know, not even say a word, just take my head and move it down to his lap while we're sitting in his truck or in the blind. And him just bobbing my head up and down on his cock, tasting my own dad's cock, learning at such a young age what to do with a man's cock, being in elementary school, knowing the taste of cum, knowing what it's like to feel stretched, and knowing what it's like when Daddy lifts me up into his lap in like reverse cowgirl position, eases into my little pussy and just holds onto my hips and uses my body to make him come. And now this last fantasy, I'm going to play out like we're present day, except I'm going to be about 6 years old. And we'll just say that I'm in bed. Daddy comes in the middle of the night. He comes in for his nightly visits with me, so I know what's going to happen. But this time, He gets into bed with me and he kind of spoons me, kissing my little neck, pulling my panties down, rubbing his hard daddy dick right between my little ass cheeks, which really isn't anything new. But he whispers in my ear that he wants to introduce something to me. He's going to put his cock inside my bottom. And maybe he does this because I'm 6 years old. He hasn't started fucking my little pussy yet. He's just been fingering me or making me suck his cock. So I'm confused about it. Confused. Like, why would he put that there? That's a weird place to put it. And I tell him, do we have to, Daddy? I'm confused. But he talks to me in his daddy voice. He says, it's okay, Angel. Mommy does this. It's nothing different. But all you gotta do is just let me be in charge. I'll tell you what to do. You just lay there like a good girl and you let Daddy do what he needs to do. And so, of course, I would say yes, because I trust him. And he starts lubing up my little girl butthole, making it wet, having me feel something I've never felt before, a wet, sticky little bottom. And then he takes the head of his dick and he starts pushing into my little hole. And I jump a little bit because it feels weird, but he holds me in place because tonight he wants it. He wants to fuck his 6-year-old daughter in her ass. And he tells me, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Relax, sweetie. Just relax and breathe. I promise it'll get better. Just be a big girl for Daddy. And just take it, okay? Just relax. It's okay. And of course, I'm going to show him that I'm a big girl. So I breathe. And I relax as his dick is violating my little girl butt. Pushing in. Stretching that little muscle out. Forcing myself to relax as I just wince a little bit in pain, but I want to be such a big girl for Daddy. It hurts a little bit, but I tell myself, just breathe like he said. Just be a good girl for Daddy. Just let him do it. And I start hurting a little bit more the more he pushes in that sick cock violating my little hole. Until finally, my muscle down there starts stretching where it needs to go. And I tell him, it's okay, Daddy. It's okay. I'm okay. You can keep going faster. I'm a big girl. And I start taking his cock deeper and deeper into my little girl butthole, not knowing what's happening, but almost enjoying the fullness his cock is giving me and my little bottom. My body is accepting him and I can feel it, so it starts feeling good. And I love the fact that I'm so close to my dad right now. I'm such a big girl for him. I'm taking it so well. I'm taking him so deep. And I love my dad. I love how he makes me feel, and I love making him happy. And my dad He's probably full of fucking lust, knowing that his cock is balls deep in his daughter's asshole, pumping into me so deeply, using my little body for his cock, using me for the first time, taking my little girl virginity, my anal virginity, his own flesh and blood, using it for his cock. And now is the moment he probably thinks, I'm about to come inside my own daughter. I'm going to come inside of my daughter's little asshole. Her little girl butt is so cute. I've looked at it for so long and I've wanted to fill it up all this time. And he does. He fills up my little asshole so fucking deep. I can feel it just flood my inside. His cock softens inside of my ass. And I smile, knowing that I made my dad happy. I can hear him sigh in pleasure and kiss the side of my face and tell me that I was a good girl. And then I need to clean daddy up now. And I think, that's weird. He wants me to taste my own bottom. He wants me to taste myself on him. But I don't question, because I'm a good girl. I'm daddy's good girl. And so I climb down between his legs and put his cock inside my mouth, my little six-year-old mouth. Tasting something so strange, tasting myself on him. And oddly, it tastes a little sweet, salty, a bit earthy. I'm sucking my dad's cock that was just in my little girl butt. And I can feel and hear how pleased he is. He's making those sounds he makes when he feels good, when my little mouth does things to his cock that makes him feel good. But this time, he's really, really feeling good. I can feel him growing in my mouth, which is odd because it usually just gets big whenever he gets in the bed with me. My dad must be very, very happy with me.